tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by electric. Welcome to another episode of Quick Charge. I'm your host, Joe Boris, and I am on vacation. That's right, kids. If you're watching this, it means I've probably been drunk for several hours already on the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan. So, yeah, if you came here today looking for today's hottest news, you are in the wrong place. But the good news is I will be back next week with all of the hottest daily stories and regular news. That said, I do have something a little bit special planned for you. We're going to be talking about this. Diesel demand hits a 26-year low as EVs and hydrogen sales boom. Now, I think this is an incredibly important story and worth a deep dive as we explore some of the reasons behind diesel taking the kind of dive that it has. After all, a 26-year low, now that's lower even than during the COVID shutdowns, is definitely something worth writing about and understanding. So to that end, we're going to hear some people talk about it. Quote, the deteriorating diesel market is a warning signal that broader oil demand growth could be at risk, according to a quote attributed to Dennis Kistler, Senior Vice President for Trading at BOK Financial Securities by Transport Topics. He goes on, consumption of the fuel tends to fall as the economy slows, and a slowing economy presages waning demand for other fuels. It's a function of the slowing of the economies in Asia and the U.S., and how inflation is tightening consumer spending habits. Kistler continuing to spin a decline in oil consumption as a bad thing. They're not going out and spending money like they were a year ago. So the question needs to be asked, is it really inflation or is it EVs? That's a picture of the last diesel-powered Volvo rolling off the assembly line at Volvo Cars in Sweden. Now, this is critically important because Europe for decades has been a major market for diesel when it comes not only to heavy trucks and equipment, but also individual sales. A lot of vehicles that you go and buy in Europe are diesel-powered manual transmissions. That's why Volkswagen's TDI, Mercedes and BMW diesels have always been more popular in Europe, and that's why they've always been continued to be offered in the United States. It's been considered part of the brand, part of the Europeanness of the brand, if you will. So there's something more to this, especially when you start to consider that there are several countries within Europe now that are exceeding 30% of their new vehicle market being fully electric. There's also California, the largest auto market in the U.S., that has now gone to more than 30% electric or plug-in vehicle. Texas, not far behind. Florida, not far behind. New York, not far behind. And these are all things that are continuing to accelerate, even as China, Europe are way, way ahead in terms of EV adoption. So you have to ask the question, is this an economic issue? Is it an inflation issue? Or is it because of the rise of EVs? And while we're on the topic of EVs, it's worth noting that commercial EV sales are soaring. Despite all the doom, gloom, and wishful thinking of the pro-oil anti-EV crowd, the numbers paint a narrative of swift expansion in the commercial EV and ZEV markets, with CalSTART's latest figures revealing a remarkable 250% growth in the zero-emission truck market. Now, those are 2023 numbers because this is a Q1 story, right? This is a story about how diesel has fallen throughout Q1 into March. We don't have necessarily the Q2 numbers yet, but they're going to tell a similar tale. And that's especially true in the cargo van market. The same CalSTART figures from January of this year, 2024, show that the U.S. has seen the deployment of more than 14,000 battery electric cargo vans with a significant surge of 11,835 units. That's a staggering 461% increase in deployments compared to CalSTART's last report in 2022. So the trend is there. People are buying, companies are buying, and what they're doing is they're displacing that diesel demand. And it's not just commercial vans. When we start looking at bigger trucks, even ones that don't necessarily put on a ton of over-the-road miles, we are still seeing that displacement of diesel. And those bigger, heavier EVs, those sales are soaring too. Now, even though those Class 2 electric cargo vans are leading in terms of volume, Class 4, 5, 6 MD step vans, MD trucks, 50%, 37% respective growth, HD trucks were up 41% in 2023. That's only going to continue to accelerate as Volvo rolls out their new VNL Electric, the eCascadia production comes online, and the new Mack factory continues to expand, and they're going to be building electric Mack, not only Mack MDs, but heavy-duty Mack Anthems, Granites, things like that, on full electric, as well as Mack LR, which is the kind of leading electric refuse truck in the Class 8 category. You can see that growing 51% as well. And yard tractors, sometimes called yard hostlers or yard dogs, that is up 51%. Now, all of this is predating that California mandate that requires zero emission vehicles to be used on ports. So that came into effect in 2024. We saw a big increase in these kind of day cab configurations, not only from Volvo, not only from Freightliner, but also PACCAR Kenworth, Peterbilt, and now Toyota's new entry at Tern. So this is a really, really hot market, and it's only continuing to grow. Now, understanding that the market is growing, you have to understand who's buying these things. And the answer is everyone. McDonald's 3PL logistics partner Mountain Brower had a Volvo VNR Electric as a pilot program. They've also received a Tesla Semi as part of a pilot. And that pilot program went well enough that they have ordered 10 more VNR Electrics. And a little birdie told me that they're probably going to order even more after that. Cisco has taken delivery of 10 Freightliner electric semi trucks. That's gone so well for them, they're going to buy another 800. This is another company that has a couple hundred Tesla semis on order as well, but they've actually received their Freightliner. So that seems to be the winning edge there. DHL has put 50 orange EV yard trucks. That's that yard hostler, yard dog. Love the names of these things. They're called the Husky for like husky because they're tough and strong. And also the E-Treaver because it'll go retrieve your trailer. These guys have a great sense of humor. Love talking to them. Love working with them. And apparently so does DHL, because if you go through this article, DHL is going to replace all of their terminal tractors, 100% of them throughout the country, with these orange EVs and other similar, I presume, electric yard tractors. Here's another one of these articles. Einride has 150 Peterbilt 579 EV electric semi trucks coming for its US fleet. And even iconic rock band Metallica is powering their summer tour with an electric Iveco. This is a very similar truck to the American Nikola. They share a lot of components. There's a big partnership between Iveco and Nikola. So presumably these things will come to the US when the Metallica tour does, and you'll be seeing them with Nikola branding. That's a total conjecture and guess. Don't eat me alive in the comments if that doesn't happen. It's just something I think might happen. It would make a ton of sense for both Nikola and Iveco to associate that Nikola brand with Metallica, but hey, we'll see what happens. Now, what's interesting about this is even as battery electric vehicles, battery electric trucks continue to increase their market share, not only in the US, but internationally as well, you're starting to see an incredible push for hydrogen. The same thing happened in the passenger vehicle space. As soon as Tesla started making real sales, as soon as GM started making real sales, frankly, and if you've ever seen Who Killed the Electric Car with Chelsea Sexton, you know exactly where I'm going with this. The ending of that heavily suggests that there is an entrenched fossil fuel interest in hydrogen and pushing that forward. And you're seeing that kind of play out again in the heavy equipment and commercial trucking space. The only thing is, it's not going to work there either. Now, this is not just my opinion. Alexander Vlaskamp, he is the CEO of Man Trucks. This is a Volkswagen-owned entity. They also own Scania. They also own Ducati, Lamborghini, Audi, a couple other brands as well. So this is someone who is at the top of that game. He's someone who's entrenched in the industry. He is someone whose livelihood depends on their vehicles being able to deliver the needs of the commercial trucking fleets. And this guy is saying in this article dated in January 19th, that it is impossible, quote, his words, impossible for hydrogen to compete with BEVs. Now, he says that a couple of times in a couple of different ways. He criticizes hydrogen for not being green. He criticizes hydrogen for being too expensive. He criticizes hydrogen for the technology not necessarily advancing quickly enough to keep pace with not only BEVs, but also internal combustion. There's a lot of push for internal combustion hydrogen out there that we're not going to even get into right now. But if all of that is true, why is man still working on hydrogen technology? And the answer is kind of hilarious. He's trying to prove that the technology doesn't work. There's a huge amount of government incentives out there, and that's exactly what this is. They're taking advantage of the government incentives. They're going to build 200 hydrogen-powered semi-trucks, and in their view, this is going to show that the technology doesn't work, and it's going to give them in the marketplace that perception of being a leading-edge innovator, of putting their battery electric trucks that they're continuing to invest in front and center in the minds of the fleet buyers. Quote, it is one thing to have the technology and another thing for the technology to be viable, Blaskamp told the Spanish language magazine Expansión. Green hydrogen is not available for transportation, and there is no point in switching from diesel to hydrogen if the energy source is not sustainable. And I want to mention here that the word sustainable when it comes to heavy equipment and trucking and business in general has two meanings. The first is the sustainability of the business. Can we keep operating the way that we have been? Can the business sustain? Can the business do the work that it was created to do? And the second is that environmental sustainability that readers of Electrek probably understand first when they hear the word. Blaskamp makes an effort to point out that hydrogen, at least for now, isn't sustainable in either sense of the word. He's saying with sustainability in terms of the planet, hydrogen ain't it. And with sustainability in terms of the ability to continue doing business as they need to and as they have been, hydrogen is not going to cut it either. I included here the top comment on that post. Again, back in January, things have changed. But still, I think what's being said in this comment is relevant and should continue to be the top comment. He is, of course, correct. Hydrogen cannot and will not compete with battery electric economically. However, the reason they continue to develop it is because the fossil fuel industry will ensure that there are endless, generous subsidies that will be available to companies in that space. Basically, they want to belly up to the public trough. Couldn't have said it better myself. In fact, I didn't say it better myself. That's why I included CMG30's comment. The push for hydrogen is even more baffling because electric trucks are proving themselves over and over again. I'm not just talking about the Martin Brower pilot, the Cisco pilot, the DHL pilot. Volvo Trucks, which are now about to release their third generation electric semi, having delivered their first commercial electric semis all the way back in 2019, they have logged 50 million battery electric miles. And again, this was back in June. They reported it in July. We're probably closer to 51, 52, probably 55 million by now because the number of these trucks on the road continues to grow. And as the number of these trucks out there putting miles on the road grows, their world is also getting cleaner. We have fewer and fewer diesel emissions being put out into the air. How much cleaner? Volvo claims that covering the same 50 million mile distance with equivalent diesel-powered trucks would have consumed more than 25 million liters of diesel fuel and put out more than 68,000 tons of carbon dioxide. It pays to be an early adopter, Volvo Trucks said. Transport companies with electric trucks have a strong competitive advantage when being able to offer emission-free transport to their buyers. And as I said before, since 2019, Volvo Trucks' global deliveries of electric trucks increased to 1,977 Class 8 trucks in 2023, up 256% from the year before and growing as the company sees continued interest from customers in 2024 and Volvo's Mack brand continues to roll out new trucks. And over in China, the Geely brand, which obviously one of the parent companies and heavy investors in Volvo Trucks, is coming out with their own electric semi as well. So the number of miles that are going to be put out by this company is just going to continue to grow. And I included this picture because it makes me laugh every time I see it. Tesla semi, obviously very famously associated and entrenched with Pepsi and Frito-Lay. So to see the Volvo electric semi rolling out with Coca-Cola livery just makes me chuckle. That's all I've got for my first vacation special episode talking about why diesel is going bye-bye. Come back tomorrow for round two. Be sure to like and subscribe.